pick and break, Doc Watson. It worked.
Tune in a few minutes right here. But first, I think I'm going to do a little fun song. There's been a I don't have any different versions of this thing right here done, but I'm going to do it again and do my version of it. We'll find that down there somewhere. That's a hard song to do when there's a lot of noise, friend. Here's a little bit of the one called Talking Blues. Well, you'll have to talk to the sound man. We're picking as loud as the guitars will stand it. I've got a tale I'd like to tell to you of fun and foolishness, and some of it true. Part of it bad, and a little of it nice, there's a pinch of it. Just plain advice to the youngins that might be thinking about getting married. You can take it from me, for I've had a few years' experience. If you want to find trouble, I'll tell you how to do it. Just get a little woman and then you're into it. With a rolling pin or a frying pan, she just might send you to the promised land. That is, if you aggravate her some morning when she feels bad, or if you fail to divide the paycheck evenly. But what I mean by evenly is her 3/4 and you 1/4. I don't mean a word of that. Some of these pretty girls right here are going to kill me. My pretty girl's here, in fact, and she might really kill me. There's no darn sense in me working so hard. I got a pretty woman in the boss's yard, and when they kill a chicken, she saves me a wing, thinks I'm working when I ain't doing a thing but just laying around. And a flirt with them other pretty girls. If she ever finds it out, though, I'll be killed and then beat to death. I was riding down the road in my old Model T when a big old rooster got in front of me, and I killed that poor old chicken right there on the spot, and I figured, hey, that's the only one that old man's got. I guess I'll turn around and go back up there and see about it. I rode right up to the edge of his yard. He's splitting wood, working awful hard. I looked the old fella right square in the face and I said, sir, your rooster I'd like to replace. And he looked at me kind of quizzically for a minute and then said, well, son, start crowing. Buddy on the sound, can you bring this mic that Merle's on up just a little bit? Mine are just fine. Thank you. I'm gonna sail if you float, cause I've got them deep river blues. I'm going back to Muscle Shoals, times get better there, I'm told, cause I've got them deep river blues. If my boat sinks with me, I'm gonna go down, don't you see? Yes, I've got them deep river blues. Now I'm gonna say goodbye, if I sink, just let me die, cause I've got them deep river blues. Let it rain, let it pour, let it rain a whole lot.
Honey, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Now, I'll do that for you if I did. I'll do you Hank Williams tune in a few minutes. I want to do a good old traditional lowdown blues here, and I'll do you Hank Williams tune. I'm not a country western player. Sort of a newcomer when it compares to most of the good old vets that have been in a long time. we all got together. There was Earl Scruggs and Merle Travis, Roy Acuff, Maybelle Carter, and Jimmy Martin. And I reckon old Doc Watson was there, and we had Bassett Clemens and a whole lot of other good pickers. We got together with a group called the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. And we done an album called Will the Circle Be Unbroken. I just had to plug one record on here. It's on the United Artists label. Had some very able assistants on that album on a tune called The Tennessee Stud. Okay, I'd like to ask a little request of you folks. This is a kind of a hard number to do. I have to do it quiet. So y'all be right quiet and let your neighbor hear the words to it.
We'll thank you, Doc.
Along about 1825, I left Tennessee very much alive. Better than I can. Yeah. Well, if you were back behind the speakers, I'd probably crack your ears anyway, friend. While Merle picks up his banjo, I'd better tell y'all one little bit of folklore right here. An old boy hoeing corn in his field. His little son was about 6 or 7 years old, coming running to the field. He said, "Papa, Mama wants you to come to the house. The preachers are coming." And he said, "Well, son, I've got to finish these two rows first. It looks like it's going to rain." He said, "What kind of a preacher is he anyhow?" The little boy said, "I don't know. Papa said Mama didn't tell me what kind he was." But he said, "Let me tell you what you do. You run back to the house now, and if he's one of them Catholic fellas, you get my big old jug of wine and hide it, because if he sees that, he'll drink every bit of it before I get there." But he said, "If he's a Methodist fellow, there's a few dollars hidden in that big cookie jar. You get that and hide it good, because if he sees it, he'll plunder in there and get it. But he said, if he's one of them Baptist boys, you sit on your mama's lap till I get there." Any of you ever heard tell of the late Clarence Ashley?
Yeah.
Drifting
Tennessee.
Well, I like to go back and get a few of the good old timers, and here's a tune that the late Clarence Ashley put together. And we kind of bluegrass it a little bit. It's slowed down though in a good blues tempo. It's called "Honey Babe Blues." Anyhow, oh, honey, honey, so
That much better. He puts a little of Merle's own notions into it.